Spirit has entrusted to you to fulfill God's calling upon your life. But this much I know, they are irrevocable. Remember the years, between the years 1977 and 1981, I was resisting the gifts and running from the calling that God had placed on my life. And God used a godly aunt of mine to say the following to get my attention. David is fighting against God, and God is going to win. She was right on both counts. When I repented, I was amazed at how quickly the Lord restored and recommissioned me. So I close by asking, where are you today in relation to God through Jesus Christ? Are you a disciple that has drifted away? If so, repent, and He will restore and recommission you. Or are you in the initial phase of repenting from your old life and on the verge of receiving Christ for the first time and Him giving you the gift of abundant, everlasting life? Listen, it is by a sincere prayer of repentance and faith that you can receive and commit yourself to the Lord Jesus, who will receive you and is committed to you. If that is your desire today, I invite you to pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus Christ, I am sorry for the things I have done wrong in my life. Please forgive me. I now turn from everything that I know is wrong. I thank you that you died on the cross for me, so I could be forgiven and set free. I thank you that you offer me forgiveness, the gift of your Holy Spirit, and abundant life in your everlasting kingdom. I now receive that gift. Please come into my life by your Holy Spirit to be with me now and forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. If today was a day of decision, will you let me know so I can rejoice with you and share with you next steps in Christian discipleship? You can email me at missioncharlottesville@gmail.com. I promise you I'll respond to your email. Thanks for listening today, and join with me next Sunday at 9 o'clock a.m. for another message from the pulpit of Mission Charlottesville. God bless you today and always.
AM, FM, streaming, and now a smartphone app. The technology changes, but at your service since 1933. WCHV.
Heal our broken hearts. Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
Welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. I'm excited to be with you to share some encouragement from God's Word this morning. This program is intended to be sort of your spiritual cup of coffee. On this show, we share faith journeys and testimonies that are designed to encourage you if you're already a believer, and maybe challenge you a little bit if you're still skeptical about faith. We're thankful that you're joining us on the program. We'd like to start the show with a scripture reading. I'm going to go to what I've been reading this week. I have been stuck in the Gospel of Matthew. I'm in Matthew chapter 5. I'm going to read a small portion of what some of our theologian friends call the Beatitudes. These theologian friends have sort of educated me that the Beatitudes was sort of Jesus's traveling sermon. In other words, wherever he went, you know, he had a lot to say and he had a lot of different messages, but this was kind of his go-to sermon. And so I'm going to read just a little bit from Matthew chapter 5. Goes like this. Many of our Bible readers are familiar with this. Matthew chapter 5, picking it up, verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. We're going to talk a little bit about this scripture. We have a great interview. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to be back in just a second. Please stay with us.
Fox on Tech.
Amazon is adding a new way to pay at its Whole Foods stores around Seattle. And you won't need a new gadget to use it, just the palm of your hand. The system is called Amazon One, and you can pair your palm print with a credit card. It's already in use in the Amazon Go stores, the cashierless stores the online giant unveiled several years ago. The Verge reports the technology works by analyzing the shape of your hand and the unique configuration of the veins under your skin. Amazon says it works much the same way facial recognition works. But Amazon may see a bigger future for palm payments, used as a replacement for tickets at music and sporting events, maybe even a replacement for your office key card when you head back to the office. Privacy experts are concerned since the biometric information will be stored in the cloud. Apple's Face ID, which uses biometric information to unlock your iPhone, keeps the needed data on your device. There is a patchwork of laws around collecting biometric information. With Fox on Tech, Brett Larson, Fox News.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today with us on the program, we have fourth-year student Jefferson Doctor. He's a member of the UVA tennis team. I just met him a month ago because we have something in common. He got to share his faith journey at the Sunrise service that UVA has. This year it was virtual. And Jefferson, I need to just, before you get going, I need to let you know that I had the high honor of delivering the first message at the very first Sunrise service that I'm sure you know Michael Guthrie.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Michael asked me to fill in, and it was like 2 days before, and it was in the amphitheater. I was nervous, can't remember what I said, but you know, God gives us strength to get through that. And so, you know, when I saw you on the Zoom call, and my wife, Dr. Mo Gaffney, has already connected with you because she coaches, amongst other things, she coaches the boys' tennis team at the Covenant School. And you've already been out to share some encouragement with the high school students there. But you and I share something in common, being that we stepped up and delivered a message. And I was really encouraged that a fourth-year student, member of the men's tennis team, would be willing to stand and share your message. So congrats to you, because that's a big deal.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here too.
Yeah. So your story, it resonates with me because I have some similarities with my faith journey, but that's what we like to do, Jefferson, on this program, is we like to talk about the faith journey. So if you don't mind, just kind of let it flow and just realize I'll probably ask you and interrupt you a couple of times to ask you a couple of questions, but just tell us about your faith journey.
Sure thing. Yeah. So, you know, I'll start by saying a little bit about myself. I'm the youngest of four siblings in a family that all went to UVA. So both my parents went to UVA. All my brothers and sisters, they went to UVA. So I come from a family that bleeds orange and blue. And I grew up attending a Catholic school all my life, from the time I was 5 years old up until I was coming here to UVA. So I've been surrounded by the Christian faith for many years. And the thing is, though, I was always very resistant when it came to opening myself up to that side and kind of letting God in. For many years, I, you know, just really enjoyed being a kid. I just was a normal kid, just like everybody else. I loved to have fun. I loved to socialize. And I played a lot of tennis on the side. But, you know, I really enjoyed being just a normal high school kid at my Catholic school. And so, you know, by the time I got to UVA, a lot of that kind of transitioned into college. I was very social my first year. I joined a fraternity. I spent a lot of time making friends outside of the tennis team. And, you know, this was a great experience for me to finally come to UVA, being the youngest of four. And, you know, this is a school I wanted to come to all my life. So I was just so excited to be here. And with that excitement came a little bit of stupidity. So I maybe had a little too much fun. Maybe overindulged a few too many times, but, you know, with that came a very harsh lesson learned, but one that changed the rest of my life, really.
Let's go into that. If you could go, a little bit deeper about kind of the lesson learned and the church encounter that you had.
Absolutely. So it was my second year. And I had dug myself pretty deep into a hole at this point. After a full year of being a college student and another semester of partying and having fun and, you know, just living the fast life of a college student. So that second year, I for winter break, I decided to go home, spent New Year's Eve with my friends from back home in Atlanta, and that evening, we all got together, we were drinking, we were having a good time. And, you know, as the night went on, I decided that I wanted to leave the party. So I decided to get in my car and, you know, just thought like any other encounter I'd had in the past, I'd be fine. I thought I was, you know, safe to drive, but I definitely wasn't. So I started driving home. It was a short drive, made a bad turn, and ran over several rocks and bushes on the side of the road, nearly hitting a tree and resulting in a head-on collision. But what ended up happening was I popped both the tires, the car was totaled, I was barely able to get home, and I was really, really, really lucky that no police or anybody else was involved in the wreck. It was just me. And, you know, as I made my way home, this was probably the darkest moment I had ever had in my life. You know, I'd nearly killed myself, and, you know, this was a big moment, a big turning moment for me. And I didn't realize it at the time, but I needed this to happen. You know, to really wake up and try and change how things were going at that time. So a few days later, I got back to Charlottesville, was getting ready to train with the rest of the team for our upcoming season. And one of those early days in January, I decided for the first time in my life, I was going to seek out the church. I was going to go to a chapel, to a holy place, and I was just going to sit and be by myself and pray. And this was the first time in my life I'd ever done something like this. You know, my dad didn't convince me to go to this church. Nobody told me that this is what I needed to do. I felt compelled that I needed to be there. And so I went, and about 15 minutes in of sitting down in silence, a man walked in through the back, and probably no older than a graduate student here at UVA, someone I had never seen before or had an encounter with. He walked up to me and he asked, "Can I sit with you?" And I said, "Sure." And then he asked, "Could I pray with you?" And I said, "Sure." And then he put his hand on my shoulder. He lowered his head and he said a prayer that aligned with everything that I was going through in that moment. It's almost as if he had been with me throughout my whole life and had experienced everything that I had experienced. And it was euphoric. It was ridiculous. I had never had an encounter like this before in my life. I didn't even know who this was. And I could just feel the weight of the world being lifted from my shoulders. And what was crazy was, as soon as he was praying, as soon as he began praying, the sun was beaming through the stained glass in the chapel. And I could just feel the presence of God in that moment. And it was, again, it was unlike anything I'd ever experienced with my faith. And this was the moment that I knew, you know, God had really been there this entire time. He'd always been watching over me. And it was very powerful. This guy, he just got up and walked out as soon as he finished his prayer. He didn't say anything else, and I'd never seen him ever again.
Wow. So you never met him, you've never seen him, have no idea who he is.
No clue.
Wow. No clue. All right. Let's stop there for a second. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Jeff Gaffney, your host. We have Jefferson Doctor with us on the program, sharing his faith journey. He's a fourth-year student at UVA, member of the men's tennis team. And he's just talking about how he went through, he got to this crossroad in his life. And it just seems to me, like listening to your story, and I'm wondering if you'll agree with this, but it's almost as if the hand of God guided you into the chapel for this encounter with, and I'm wondering, how do you explain that event? Is it supernatural? Is it, you know, the Bible talks about angels and a lot to think about.
It definitely felt like something like that, something along those lines. And I've heard stories through people about experiences similar to this happening to themselves, and you know, I kind of understood it, and I had an idea that, you know, maybe these people, they might be saying something true here, but you know, I could never get myself around to really truly fully believing it myself. And it took being in such a dark place and being in such a big hole and not knowing where to go, where to turn to have this experience occur. And I'm just fortunate to be alive. I'm just fortunate to be here. And again, like it's changed everything about who I am now and how I go about my everyday life now. So,
Jefferson, we're going to take a quick break. Folks, we're going to be right back with more of Everyday Faith Radio and our interview with Jefferson Doctor. Please stay with us.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A man whose life was turned around because of the kindness of strangers makes today's Dean's List. Kenneth Smith was homeless and sitting outside an Outback Steakhouse in Fort Worth, Texas. A customer who was leaving the restaurant asked him if he was okay. He was honest and said no. The woman gave him a $100 gift card so he could buy dinner. While he was eating, he met the restaurant's managing partner, Laura. Laura says she wanted to make sure he didn't go hungry and told him to come anytime for a warm meal. Several months later, he asked for a job and began bussing tables. Neighbors and friends began hearing about Kenneth and raised over $2,000 to help him get back on his feet again. A chain reaction of kindness, and Kenneth says he feels blessed by the outpouring of community. He says this is a whole new beginning that God has blessed him with. Amen, Kenneth. And thanks to all those who lent a hand for a stranger who needed it. Janice Dean, Fox News.
And in your hour of desperation, know you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. We have a special interview today. Jefferson Doctor is a UVA student, a fourth-year student, and a member of the men's tennis team. Just talked about this supernatural encounter that he had. Jefferson, would you say... Now, let me ask it this way. What would you say to any of our listeners who maybe they find themselves in that bad place, that dark place, and they haven't been touched by God like you were yet, or they haven't kind of opened their hearts to Jesus? What would you say to somebody who's kind of finds themselves in this relatable place where you were? What would you say to somebody who's at that crossroad?
Please just give it a try. That's all I really ask. And you know, I'm just so happy that I was guided that day to the chapel. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I encourage anybody who's out there, who's in a dark place, to seek through him, and he knows where we need to go, and he tells us the answers. So, and that's the best advice that I could give. I mean, he just knows exactly what we need to do, and he's able to tell us.
Jefferson, we have one of our go-to scripture verses on this program is all the way back in the Old Testament. It's about the story of the life of Joseph. It's in the book of Genesis, chapter 50, verse 20. Those that listen to this show regularly have heard us talk about it. My paraphrase of the verse is, "What the enemy meant for bad, God will use for good." Do you see that as sort of thematic in terms of what was going on in your life?
Yeah, I think so. And I hate that it has to get to a point where we turn to so much evil. Mm. And, you know, we have to hit such a big breaking point to be reeled back in. And, you know, I think even since that moment, I've realized that it doesn't have to be that way. You know, we can continue going on throughout life, throughout our ups and downs, and we can still manage to go back to him as we choose and as often as we choose. And so that's kind of the point where I'm at right now, is when I see myself drifting, when I see myself going back to temptations, when I see myself falling back, you know, just resorting to him as my go-to, and it's definitely helping.
Is there a definite, would you be able to say that there's a definite, there was the Jefferson before and the Jefferson after? Was there kind of a new creation, a new Jefferson that was birthed out of this?
100%, yes. And I think everybody could feel it. Everybody noticed it. My friends, my family, everybody was super supportive. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm just thankful that they were, because making a transition like that and being in such a dark place, we can't do it alone. You know, we need each other, and we need to rely on one another to help each other. So I was just really lucky to have, you know, such a great support system of people around me to help me.
This is Everyday Faith Radio. Jeff Gaffney, your host. We have Jefferson Doctor, who is a fourth-year student and a member of the men's tennis team at UVA. Jefferson, we're winding down the program. I've got to ask about your sports career, and how has your faith impacted your sports career? Are you a different tennis player as a result?
Absolutely, yes. And you know, a lot of things have still happened since overcoming this hurdle, this car accident, and having this spiritual experience at the chapel. I've broken both of my feet since this incident, and I've had to be dealing with these injuries for almost over a year now. And it's guided me and given me peace of mind throughout each day, with all the ups and downs that come with all the uncertainty, with whether I know if I'm going to be feeling okay or not. You know, I'm able to make it through the ebbs and flows because I have him and he's by my side, and he changes my perspective, my outlook, and my purpose of why I'm doing what I'm doing every single day.
Do people notice a difference about you? Do they say, hey, there's something about you, Jefferson, what's going on? Do you get that?
Definitely. I think people notice that I may not get as emotional as I used to. I'm not as destructive as I once was. I think they're starting to notice that I don't curse as often as I used to. Mm. And that I'm very careful about when I speak and how I speak and the words that I say. You know, in the Bible, they say that the tongue is, it's probably our biggest, enemy almost, because it's so dangerous and it's so wrathful. So, you know, I think people are starting to kind of recognize in that way that these are the changes that are kind of taking place in me.
Do you have anybody who's mentoring you now as you're growing in your faith? Do you have anybody who's helping to guide you?
Absolutely. Plenty of people. Some of which are Tony Bennett, the basketball coach here at UVA, Mike Guthrie, Connor Hughes, who works over at Athletes in Action here at UVA. So he works with a lot of the student athletes here. He and I have become very, very close. My dad and I, we've kind of developed that different layer to our relationship. George Harris as well. I mean, there are so many that are here in our community here in Charlottesville and around UVA. And it's been honestly such a blessing just to get to know these people and to become connected with them and to develop these types of relationships with them.
Mike Guthrie is a great guy. We have had him on this program many times, and he shared his faith journey. He's a strong man of God. Tony Bennett is a close personal friend. He has taught me more about the Bible than probably anybody. He's the first one who pointed me to Romans chapter 12. Aren't you impressed that somebody with a career like Tony and everything he has going on would take the time to pour into you?
Absolutely, yes. And he's especially inspiring too, because the way he manages to incorporate his faith in what he does and how he spreads that amongst the people that he works so closely with. I think that's probably the most special thing about him. And that's at least from what I've gotten to see and experience with him. And I want to do that for people that I'm connected with, you know, in my future, regardless of what field that is. You know, I definitely want to have that same impact, that same effect on others. So,
well, your faith journey is incredible. And we had Pastor Gabe Turner on the program just last week, and he is the lead pastor at the Point Church in Charlottesville. And his quote that he shared was that we're all on a spiritual journey. And yours is particularly compelling because you had this crossroad and you met Jesus at the crossroad, and you came out of it kind of a, really, as the Bible would say, a new creation. I'm curious, are you now, do you find yourself studying the scripture? Are you, do you like to dig into God's word now as well?
Every single day. First and last thing I do with my days now, is I say a prayer and I read scripture. And this is, again, this is something that I kind of was put through in my upbringing. I took, you know, different religion classes at my Catholic schools, but this is really the first time I'm diving head first into it, and I'm loving it so far. And I'm recognizing the change it's having on me every single day.
Well, Jefferson, I can tell you, I have interviewed a ton of people on this program. You have an extremely bright future. Any idea what life after college is going to look like for you?
We'll see. I'm letting God guide me, honestly. And, you know, I think right now is a very unique circumstance, because I'm not sure whether or not I'm going to come back here to UVA to be a graduate student and to be a part of our tennis team here, and hopefully to lead. But, you know, whatever happens, I'm ready to take it on, and I'm really excited, and I know God has a plan for me.
Amen. Jefferson, Doctor, I want to pray for you, for the men's tennis team, all our listeners, for my mother and her colleagues at Westminster Canterbury. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and bring you peace. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Jefferson, Doctor.